Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel for this feast of the circumcision and the name of Jesus from the second chapter of St. Luke. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. As we quietly gather here on this last day of the year, I suspect that most of us find in ourselves a sense of relief at the passing of this old year, and we hope that the new year will prove to be less difficult. But whatever the circumstances may be, the purpose of our worship on New Year's Eve is always the same. First, to give thanks to our merciful Heavenly Father for all his blessings of the year now ending. Then to ask his forgiveness for all our sins. And finally, to pray for his abiding presence and mercy in all the days ahead. And since the church's day always begins on the previous evening, it's much like the first chapter in the Bible. The evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the second day. So we do all this on New Year's Eve in the light of the festival of our Lord's circumcision and the holy name of Jesus. 8 days after his birth, the infant Lord was circumcised in order to fulfill the law first given to Abraham. As the perfectly obedient Son of the Father, Jesus suffers this for us and in our stead, and in so doing he fulfills all righteousness for us who have no righteousness that avails before God. And the drops of blood that flow as the holy child is circumcised point forward to the torrent of blood that will flow when on Calvary he answers for all our sin, so making us unrighteous ones righteous before God through faith in him. The remembrance of Jesus' circumcision also calls on us all to cut off the self-will of our sinful nature, to cut it off through daily contrition and repentance, together with faith in his never-failing mercy. At his circumcision, 8 days after his birth, the Holy Child was given the holy name of Jesus, the name revealed by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And it is always in the holy name of Jesus that we end the old year and begin the new. To the ancient people of Israel, a person's name was thought of as revealing who he is. The name of Jesus means Savior. Literally, it means the Lord saves. The Lord saves. And because this little child born of Mary is none other than God the Son, this name, Jesus, is in fact the human name of one of the Holy Trinity. And as we learn in the second commandment, God cares about his name. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, or you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. And the Lord Jesus himself taught us to pray, Hallowed be thy name. a prayer which can be paraphrased as, "May your name be kept holy, may your name be held in reverence." But what do we hear in the world today? In casual conversation, as we use all our many communication devices, or when we perhaps watch television or go to the movies, what do we find? We all know the answer to that question. We find speech that pollutes the minds and hearts of little children, even little children. So judging by what goes on nowadays, you might think that the prayer, "Hallowed be thy name," has become nothing more than an empty form, and the second commandment abolished. And it's both amazing and saddening how widespread the misuse of the name of God and even of the holy name of Jesus has become, even among professing Christians. And all of that is just a terrible symptom of the collapse of any real sense of the majesty, the mercy, and the holiness of Him who made and redeemed us. Commenting on the petition, "Hallowed be thy name," a wise pastor had this to say: "This petition implies, of course, a desire that God's name shall not be profaned in speech. We cannot drag God's name in the mud of our dirty discourse without undermining in ourselves and in those who hear us reverence for God Himself." There's much to ponder here, and perhaps much to repent of. Yes, as we look back over the year now so swiftly drawing to a close, we will, unless we are deluded and spiritually blind, find much to repent of, much for which we must ask forgiveness. No mere human being can ever remove the burden of our sin against the majesty and the tender mercy of God. God alone can do that, and God did, having become, as at this time, the child of Blessed Mary, living that life of perfect obedience and love, and finally dying the death we sinners deserve to die. All that He did not for Himself, but for us, as His holy name plainly shows. "You shall call His name Jesus," says the angel, "for He shall save His people from their sins." And because He is our Jesus, everything that has been wrong and mean and ugly in the year now ending is fully and freely forgiven all who turn to Him in sorrow for their sin and simple trust in His unfailing mercy. Because He is our Jesus, the past is forgiven and the future is safe. You may remember that the Hebrew form of the name Jesus is in fact Joshua. And who was Joshua? The great leader who, after the death of Moses, safely led the people of Israel into the promised land. Jesus is our Joshua, who safely leads us all our days in a sick and dying world into the promised land of heaven. That is as sure and certain as Jesus' resurrection from the dead, opening the kingdom of heaven to all believers. So here we are on New Year's Eve 2020, waiting for the beginning of the year of our Lord 2021. None of us can possibly know what the future holds. But as Christians, as believers, we know the one who holds the future in his hands, those hands which in glory still bear the marks of the nails, the marks of his love. And he is no stranger. He is our Lord, our Emmanuel, God with us, our Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.